Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, indeed, you are once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr. And we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, I'm asking all listeners if you would please listen very carefully, because I am going to be filling in for Pastor Eric Morfis. Pastor Eric Morfis is normally on each and every second Thursday night, but he's unavailable tonight, so I'm going to be filling in for him, and I'm going to be going in a different direction as the way the Lord has led me to go on tonight, because he knows who's listening, and he knows what we all stand in need of. So I want you all to get some pencils and paper and pen. I'm going to have a lot of questions that you're going to need to answer, only that you can answer yourself. You know, and God knows the answer to these questions. But that's the direction I'm going to go in on tonight. Because of the times that we're living in, we are truly living in the last and evil days. As we can see the signs, The handwriting is on the wall. As we hear our world news, as we hear our local news, we read our newspaper, even on our phones and Facebook, and however you get your messages or your news, you can see the signs that God's word is true, that his son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, is soon to come again. So that's why the Lord has led me to go in this direction on tonight. So that's why I'm asking you, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along with me as we go through God's word together as the Lord leads me on tonight. But we always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please pray with me at this time, because we serve an awesome God. He is so awesome that he can hear, not only hear, but he can answer all of our prayers at the same time. I'm asking all listeners, please pray with me. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. It's in his name we come once again on tonight to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We know that you're worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we first ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with my family from the oldest to the youngest. Heavenly Father, and not only me and my family, but forgive every faithful doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, because your word lets us know that we all come short of your glory, and we all fall short of your glory. So that's why we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that we can come to him, we can be redeemed, and we can be restored and come back to you, so that we will be able to walk in and live in and fulfill our God's purpose in the earth for your glory. So now, Lord, we ask again that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us, because we know that we don't deserve it. Heavenly Father, we now lift up everyone that's in the land, Heavenly Father, that are sick and afflicted. You know who they are and you know where they are. We thank you that you are the doctor, the chief physician, who have never lost a patient. So we want to continue to lift up all those that are suffering from the Hurricane Dorian over in the Caribbean. And not only them, but those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We come now, Heavenly Father, asking that you are moved by your spirit, comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved all over the land. Because we know that those that have suffered loss because of the Hurricane Dorian in the Caribbean, even in the parts of the United States, some people have lost loved ones. Not only for them, but you know that some people have lost loved ones all over the land for whatever reason. We ask that you would comfort them and strengthen them, and let them all know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And Father, we thank you that you are not like man. We thank you that you have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. We thank you that you never slumber nor sleep. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are tonight. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you will help us to decrease so that you may increase in us for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And Heavenly Father, we don't want to forget those that are maybe listening on tonight who do not know your son, Jesus Christ. It's our prayer, our hope, and desire that something will be said tonight that will touch their hearts and prick their hearts. They will all come to you, Jesus, through Jesus Christ, asking to be forgiven of their sins and their transgressions. And they would ask Jesus Christ to save them. And once they're saved, they will all come to know that God's purpose in the earth for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Continue to bless each listener. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts, because you know who they are and you know what they stand in need of. So we bless your name on tonight, because you are truly worthy to be praised. This we all ask in the name of Jesus. By faith, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, tonight we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought, this is an awesome spiritual food for thought. You might want to write this one down. And this is a very good one, because I'm going to use this one for tonight, and I'm going to use it for Saturday, this coming Saturday night as well. This is going to be a bless someone on tonight, this spiritual food for thought. It comes to us saying, the will to win, the desire to succeed, the urge to reach your full potential. These are the keys that will unlock the door to personal excellence. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. The will to win, the desire to succeed, the urge to reach your full potential. These are the keys that will unlock the door to personal excellence. I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servantsambassadorsvessels. Once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments from listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I have one announcement that I'd like to share with you listeners on tonight. I am so excited about this worldwide platform and what God is doing. And not only this worldwide platform, but God has opened more doors for me. And I want to share this with you, the listeners. Again, I pray that you have your pens and paper so you can write this information down. You already know that all of my shows, for those of you that do not know, all of these shows are kept in archives. You can always go back and pull them up and listen to them at your leisure. And not only this show or this program, but all the different ministries that come up onto this platform can also be heard over this worldwide platform. So you can always pull up these shows and listen to them at any time. But I want to share with you, the listeners, please write this down. God has opened another door for me, and I want to share it with you all on tonight once again. You can always go to, and I want you all to check this out and see what God is doing. Great and marvelous things. Go to www.jamesbrown1558.wixsite. That's wixsite.com/internet-radio-host. Once again, that's www.jamesbrown1558.wixsite. That's wixsite.com/internet-radio-host. I just give God the glory, honor, and praise, and the world is going to know that God has did it, and I am so grateful for what he is doing in my life, because he is a promise keeper. God is not like man. When we are faithful, when we're humble, and we're dedicated and committed to the works of our hands that God has ordained for us to do before the foundation of the world, that includes you, then he is a promise keeper. So that's why I want you all to share and go to this website. Because what he's doing for me, he has no respect to a person. He can do it for you as well. As long as you keep the faith and you continue to look unto the hills from which cometh your help. For all of our help comes from the Lord. On tonight, I do want to say, I'm going to give a great big shout out. A big shout out to our Detroit Youth Choir for making the next level and round on America's Got Talent on this week. Once again, I'd like to give a big shout-out to our Detroit Youth Choir for making the next level and round on America's Got Talent on this week. And to them, I say congratulations to each of them, as well as their teacher, to all of the students and their faithful and devoted, dedicated teacher. We want to give a shout-out to them from our Detroit listeners and listeners worldwide. We want to give a shout-out to our Detroit Youth Choir, because God is a good God, and just like he's blessing our youth, he is going to bless you too. So we're going to get right into this word. I'm not going to do a music break. I'm going to get right into this word on tonight. And again, it's going to come in the forms of questions. So I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper so that you can write this down, and that you will let the Lord lead and guide you and touch your heart, because it all comes from this reflective journal that God blessed me to write. This is a part of the book titled, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? Now, this is the reflective journal that we are going to be going through on tonight. And these are some of the questions that are in this book. And as I always say to each person that purchased these books, this book and the reflective journal, these are personal questions. And God knows the truth, and each individual knows the truth. So that's why it pays to be honest with yourself, because God knows and you know. So that's why I say to anyone that purchased this book, and especially this reference journal, if you go through this reference journal and you answer the questions honestly, and I suggest that every person that purchased this journal, after you complete this journal, after answering the questions, I ask all readers, take this journal after you have completed it, put it away for about 6 months to a year, and then go back and get it, and then you can see if and how much you are growing in the Lord. And it will let you know if you need to go back to getting more Bible classes, and if you need to go to more Sunday school classes, so that you can be more informed through God's word, that your life is lining up with the will of God according to his word. So I am going to start with chapter 1 from the Reflective Journal. And chapter 1 is titled, you can write this down. Chapter 1 is titled, Is Your Ground Solid or Sinking? Once again, chapter 1's title, Is Your Ground Solid or Sinking? Again, these are all personal questions for every listener on tonight, as well as myself. So the first question comes to us from this chapter 1. It's asking, how can you be an example of someone who is standing on solid ground, a true foundation, and fully persuaded with a made-up mind and is determined to go all the way with Jesus? That's the first question for chapter 1. Once again, how can you be an example of someone who is standing on solid ground, a true foundation, and fully persuaded with a made-up mind, and is determined to go all the way with Jesus? And then the next question is, while going through trials and tribulations or finding yourself in the lowest valley of your life, can you still say, yes, Lord, and praise him and glorify him? That's the question. Once again, while going through trials and tribulations or finding yourself in the lowest valley of your life, can you still say, yes, Lord, and praise him and glorify him? So that's a yes or no answer question. The next question, the next chapter is chapter 2, titled Shouting Hellraisers. Chapter 2 is titled Shouting Hellraisers. Again, these are questions that are in the Reflective Journal. This is not the book. The book is separate. These are the questions in the Reflective Journal. So in chapter 2 of the Reflective Journal, it's titled Shouting Hellraisers. And the question is, why is it important for you to be careful how you live your life as a true Christian, especially when the unsaved, backsliders, someone that may be weak in their faith, and yet even a child is watching you? The next question is, why is it not a good idea to go against the vision that the Lord has given to the man or woman of God whom he has entrusted to be the shepherd for your church and over your soul? Again, all of these, you can pull this archive up, and if you don't have the chance to write these down, you can always go back and listen to them and write them down later. But I'm just going to keep on moving forward. Chapter 3 is titled Church Runners. We have a lot of that going on today, and God is not pleased. So this chapter is titled Church Runners. And the question is, what does it mean to have itching ears? Once again, the question is, what does it mean to have itching ears? The next question is, why do you think having itching ears caused some members to leave their church homes? Once again, why do you think having itching ears causes some members to leave their church homes? Next chapter is chapter 4, God's Mail Carrier. And this is the question. How do you respect a messenger of God? That's a good question. Once again, how do you respect a messenger of God? And the second question to this chapter is, why is it important for you to know your pastor has been called by God? That's a good one too. Again, why is it important for you to know your pastor has been called by God? Chapter 5, check yourself. Who are you serving? And the question comes to us asking, how do you know you are a true follower of God? Once again, how do you know you are a true follower of God. And the second question to this chapter is, in order to fulfill God's purpose for your life, what prayer should you pray? Once again, in order to fulfill God's purpose for your life, again, it's personal, what prayer should you pray? We're going to take a look at chapter 6. Chapter 6 is dealing with faith. Do you have any? And the questions are, this is three questions in this chapter. Again, faith, do you have any? The questions come to us saying or asking, do you allow faith to work in your daily life? What do you do to allow faith to work in your daily life? That's the question. What do you do to allow faith to work in your life? The next question out of this chapter is, can you see faith at work? It's a two-part question. Can you see faith at work? And then, if so, how? Once again, can you see faith at work? And then part two of the question is, if so, how? How? The final question is, do you believe everyone has been given a measure of faith? Do you believe everyone has been given a measure of faith? If your answer is yes, then there's a place down below where you need to explain. And if you don't believe it, then there's another place where you need to explain why you don't believe that everyone has been given a measure of faith. Chapter 7, praying but doubting. And the question is, when do you find yourself doubting God? Once again, praying and doubting. The question comes to us asking, when do you find yourself doubting God? And then the final question is asking, what do you do to stop doubt? What do you do to stop doubt? Chapter 8, jealousy and envy. Jealousy and envy. And the question is, what is the difference between God's jealousy and man's jealousy? There is a difference. So the question is asking, what is the difference between God's jealousy and man's jealousy? And then the final question is, what is the difference between jealousy and envy, according to the word of God? What is the difference between jealousy and envy, according to the word of God? Chapter 9, Satan's trick, master of deception. The question is, what are some of the ways Satan attacks you? The question again is, what are some of the ways Satan attacks you? The next question is, why do you think Satan used your weaknesses to attack you? Again, the question is, why do you think Satan used your weaknesses to attack you? And the final question is, why does Satan attack within the church? Again, why does Satan attack within the church? The next chapter is Smiling Faces. Smiling Faces, chapter 10. And the question is, what does your smile say about you as a Christian to the unsaved or the unbeliever? Once again, what does your smile say about you as a Christian to the unbeliever or the unsaved? And the final question is, what occurs in your life? What occurs in your life what occurs in your life that doesn't let you smile? Once again, the question is, what occurs in your life that does not let you smile? The next chapter is titled Cliques and Gossip. And the question asks, what does cliques and gossip harm and causes serious damage within a church? And that happens a lot. And it can cause a lot of harm within the church and within the body of Christ. I'm just putting it out there. But the question is, what does cliques and gospel harm? What can they cause? How can they cause serious damage within a church? And the final question to this chapter is, what effects does cliques and gossip in a church have on the unsaved or the unbeliever? Because we do know that there are a lot of people that do come to the house of God, no matter what denomination you are affiliated with. There are some people that come in off the street that who are not saved in Jesus' name, and they come to the house of worship, and they're watching us. We say that we are believers in Jesus Christ. So the question is, what effect does cliques and gossip in a church have on the unsaved or unbeliever? The next question comes from chapter 12, talking and saying nothing. Chapter 12, talking and saying nothing. The question is, why is it important that we watch and guard our tongues? Again, why is it important that we watch and guard our tongues? And the final question is, how does a true Christian sound? How does a true Christian sound? The next chapter is titled, Pride Always Come Before the Fall. Pride always come before the fall. And the question is, how does being selfish harm Christians? Once again, how does being selfish harm Christians? The next question is, how does God feel about pride? How does God feel about pride? And the final question is, what is pride to you? What is pride to you? Chapter 14, spiritual blindness. Spiritual blindness. And this is the question. These are the questions. There's two questions to this one. The first question is asking, what was something that had you spiritually blind? We all can answer that question. Again, that question is, what was something that had you spiritually blind? You don't have to answer this, but a lot of questions. You know, there's one particular thing that had you spiritually blind before you accepted Jesus Christ. But I'm sure that a lot of us have more than one thing that kept us spiritually blind. I can say that as a testimony for myself, but I know it was more than one thing for me. It may be more than one thing for you, but in the journal, it's asking one. You can list more than one thing, but it's asking, what was something that had you spiritually blind? And the next question is, how is your spiritual sight now? It's still under the title spiritual blindness. If you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then it's asking the question, how is your spiritual sight now? It should be different. Next chapter, do Jesus know you? That's a good question. Do Jesus know you? The question is, what proof do you have to let others know Jesus knows you? Again, what proof do you have to let others know Jesus knows you? The next question to this chapter is, how are you sure Jesus Christ knows you? You got to be sure. You can't be thinking and guessing. You got to be sure. So the question is, how are you sure Jesus Christ knows you? Next chapter is power of the tongue. Power of the tongue. So the question is, why do I need to watch my tongue? Again, that's what I love about this journal. It's personal. Again, the question is, why do I need to watch my tongue? Now, we need to be asking this question, answering this question, and it should be according to God's word. And the final question to this chapter is, what kind of power does the tongue have according to God's, to the word of God? Again, what kind of power does the tongue have according to the word of God. The next chapter is, why do you go to church? Why do you go to church? Not your mother, not your father, not your pastor, not your friend, your neighbor, your husband or wife, sister or brother. It's personal. Why do you go to church? So the question is, what is the real reason? What is the real reason you go to church? Again, what is the real reason you go to church? In other words, asking why. Go back to why. And finally, what do you expect to gain by going to church? Again, what do you expect to gain by going to church? Chapter 18, humble and meek, not weak. Again, humble and meek. We as Christians, we that are in the body of Christ, we are to be humble and meek, just like Jesus. So this chapter title is humble and meek, not weak, W-E-A-K, not weak. So the question is, if you realize that someone is taking your kindness for weakness and is taking advantage of you, how are you going to handle this situation? Again, the question is, if you realize that someone is taking your kindness for weakness and is taking advantage of you, how are you going to handle this situation? That's a good question for all of us. And the final question is, what are ways to display humbleness? What are the ways to display humbleness? Chapter 19, titled, Let God Do It. Let God do it. Don't try to do it on your own. Let God do it, because if you do it on your own, you're going to be doing it out of your flesh. That goes for me too. So we need to let God do it. So the question is, how do you know when God is fighting your battles, not you? Again, how do you know when God is fighting your battles? In other words, it's not you, it's not your flesh. That's the question. The next question is, after being blessed, how do you conduct yourself when you are around others? The question again, after being blessed, how do you conduct yourself when you are around others? And the final question is, how do you let your enemies see God in you? Wow. How do you let your enemies see God in you? The next chapter is titled, Only a Test. Only a Test. And the question is, when life seems to take a toll on you, and you feel as if you can't go any further, what do you do? Again, the question is, when life seems to take a toll on you, and you feel as if you can't go any further, what do you do? And the final question to this chapter is, can non-believers tell you are a Christian when you are being tested? And then it asks, this is part two question, and then it asks how. Again, can non-believers tell you are a Christian when you are being tested? And then the part two to that is, you need to answer, if so, how? Chapter 21, work while it is day. Work while it is day. And the question comes to us asking, in order to be an asset for the kingdom of God today, what are you doing? Again, talking about working while it's day, work while it's day. And the question again is, in order to be an asset for the kingdom of God today, what are you doing? And the final question is, when given the chance to testify to others about God's blessings and goodness to you, what do you do? And then you have to answer why and then where. Again, the question is, when given the chance to testify to others about God's blessings and goodness to you, what do you do? That's the question. Then you answer that down below. You answer why, and then you answer where. Then we go to the next chapter. It's titled Holy Boldness. Holy Boldness. And the question comes asking, what does it mean to stand or speak with holy boldness? What does it mean to stand or speak with holy boldness? And the final question is, what must you do in order to obtain holy boldness? What must you do as a Christian? What must you do in order to obtain holy boldness? The next chapter is titled, We Are Our Brother's Keeper. The question comes to us asking, do you find it hard to constantly be your brother's keeper? If so, why? Again, do you find it hard to constantly be your brother's keeper? And if so, why? Now, we need to remember and know that our brother don't just mean our siblings, but the blood siblings and sisters and brothers. This means our sisters and brothers in Christ. This means our neighbors, our friends, our co-workers, the people that we meet on the street. They are our brothers and sisters. So, again, do you find it hard to constantly be your brother's keeper? If so, why? The final question is, when enemies misuse you, why is it still important to be their keeper? Wow, that's a good one. When your enemies misuse you, and they will sometimes. So when enemies misuse you, why is it important to be their keeper? Next one is chapter 24, Salvation in the Blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Salvation in the blood of Jesus. Thank you that the blood of Jesus still works even today. And guess what? It will never lose its power. So the question comes to us asking, what makes you sure without any doubt that you are saved? That's good. What makes you sure? You got to be sure now. You can't be guessing. You got to know for sure that you're saved in Jesus' name. So the question again is, what makes you sure? Woman, man, boy, girl, who's listening? What makes you sure, without a doubt, that you are saved? The next question is, when you have days you don't feel saved, oh yes, there are some days that we don't feel saved. I'm a witness to that. So the question comes to us asking, when you have days you don't feel saved, what assurance do you have to let you know that you are, no matter how you feel? I'm going to read that one again. When you have days you don't feel saved, what assurance do you have to let you know that you are saved no matter how you feel? That's the question. And finally, what scriptures do you refer to let you know that you are saved? And then again, once again, what scriptures do you refer to let you know that you are saved? The next chapter is Stay in God's Word. Stay, no matter what it happens, no matter what it looks like. This chapter says, chapter 25 says, Stay in God's Word. And the question comes to us asking, how does the Word of God affect your life? How does the Word of God affect your life? Again, it's personal. And the final question, since you cannot see God in the flesh, why do you trust his word? Once again, since you cannot see God in the flesh, why do you trust his word? The next chapter is coming to asking, are you willing to suffer for Christ? Again, these are all questions coming from the Reflective Journal of the book titled, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? This is a separate journal from the book. So these are the questions that you need to answer. Again, chapter 26, titled, Are You Willing to Suffer for Christ? The question comes to us asking, can you humble yourself? If so, how? Again, can you humble yourself? If so, how? The next question is, when you are humbled by God, how do you know it? When you are humbled by God, How do you know it? And finally, in this chapter, it's asking the question, what must you do in order to become humble? What must you do in order to become humble? The next chapter is titled, Lord, Deliver Me. Lord God knows a lot of us need this one. I know I did, and I still do. So the Lord, deliver me. The question comes to us asking, since God knows all of our sins, why is it important for each one of us to ask him for his help to be delivered from sins personally? Once again, the question is, since God knows all of our sins, why is it important for each one of us to ask him for his help to be delivered from sins personally? The final question is, what do you need to be delivered from? Yes, Lord, some people need to be delivered from one thing. Some people need to be delivered from more than one thing. I'm still in the need of being delivered from some things myself, because, you know, the Word of God says we all fall short of his glory. So thank God for Jesus that we can go to Jesus Christ and we can be forgiven of our sins. So this question is asking, once again, what do you need to be delivered from? It may be one thing, it may be more. Again, it's personal. You know, and God knows. So that's why it pays to be honest when you answer these questions. The next chapter is Living in the Last Days, and God knows we are truly living in the last days. And here is the question. Do you see other signs that we are living in the last days that are not mentioned in the Word of God? If so, what are they? Again, do you see other signs that we are living in the last days that are not mentioned in the Word of God? If so, what are they? The next question is, in these last days, how can you deceive yourself? Wow, look out now. The question again is, we're still talking about living in the last days. And this question is asking, in the last days, how can you deceive yourself? And the final question is, how can others deceive you? Again, we're asking ourselves this question first. In these last days, how can we deceive ourselves? And then the last question is, how can others deceive you while we're living in the last days? The next chapter is titled Tithes, Offerings, Talents, and Time for the Glorification of God. This is chapter 29. Tithes, Offerings, Talents, and Time for the Glorification of God. And the questions are, what talents have the Lord blessed you with that are going to waste? Wow, there is a lot of people that have gifts and talents. We have gone to the grave, never using their gifts and talents to give God glory while we were here on this earth. Don't let that be said of you. So the question again comes to us asking, what talents has the Lord blessed you with? Again, it's personal. But what has he blessed you with? What talents has the Lord blessed you with that are going to waste? And then finally, what is holding you back from giving of yourself all that belongs to the Lord? Example, your time, your money, talents, and gifts. Again, the question is, what is holding you back from giving of yourself all that belongs to the Lord? Example, your time, your money, your talents, and your gifts. Next we have chapter 31, take care of your own business. Take care of your own business. The question comes to us asking, what does serving the Lord mean to you? And, oh, wow, here we go. This is personal again. All of this is personal. So that's why this reflective journal is very deep, and it's important that we answer these questions honestly. So in the chapter asking, take care of your own business, it's asking this question to each one of us, what does serving the Lord mean to you? The next question is, what are some of the ways you can use the gifts you have been given? What are some of the ways You can use the gifts you have been given. In other words, these are gifts and talents that have come from God, not man. And the final question is, only God's word has the power to save. But what are some of the ways, what are some ways you can use the power you have to influence others and bring them to Christ Jesus? Again, the question is, only God's word has the power to save, and that is a fact. But the question again is, what are some ways you personally can use the power you have to influence others and bring them to Christ Jesus? Chapter 31, are you faithful and obedient? Again, are you faithful and are you obedient? Here's the question. In order to hear from God, we must stay in constant fellowship with Him. What are ways you can fellowship with God? Again, the question. In order to hear from God, we must stay in constant fellowship with Him. What are ways you can fellowship with God? And the final question is, God keeps His promise. Thank you, Jesus. I am a witness. He is a promise keeper. I'm sure that a lot of you who are listening, you are witness that God is faithful. He is a promise keeper. He's not like man. So the question here is, God keeps His promises to those who love Him and are obedient to His word. Are you being obedient to the Lord? Name a recent time that you have been faithful and obedient to God's word or a prompting of the Holy Spirit. That's a long question. I'm going to read it again. God keeps His promises to those who love Him and are obedient to His word. Are you being obedient to the Lord? Name a recent time that you have been faithful and obedient to God's word or a prompting of the Holy Spirit. And the appendix of this journal reads, His eyes in every place. His eyes, God's eyes in every place. Satan comes to us from different angles and in various forms. How can Satan come against you? How has Satan come against you lately, trying to trick you into taking your eyes off of God? Again, that's a good question. Satan comes at us from different angles and in various forms. How has Satan come against you lately, trying to trick you into taking your eyes off God? And the final question is, how have you overcome some of your battles? How have you overcome some of your battles? And the epilogue to this reflective journal, the epilogue is titled, You Too Will Give an Account to God, just like me, myself. Every believer and doer of God's word, even those that are not saved in Jesus' name, we all will stand before God in the day of judgment and give an account to Him, the good and the bad. So in the epilogue, again, the title is, You Too Will Give an account to God. So here is the question. We as imperfect beings at times may fall into some of Satan's traps, and we all do. That's why the Lord said we all fall short of His glory. So again, we as imperfect beings at times may fall into some of Satan's traps. We are the light of the world who are saved in Jesus' name. We are the light of the world. But when our light doesn't shine like it should, what should we do as Christians? That's a long question. I'm going to read it again. We as imperfect beings at times may fall into some of Satan's traps. We are the light of the world. But when our light doesn't shine like it should, what should we do as Christians? And the final question is, sometimes men of God, that include women, boys and girls who are saved in Jesus' name, the question is, sometimes men of God, I should say people of God, do sin, but instead of joining in with others to condemn them with our words, what can we do? Sometimes men of God do sin. But instead of joining in with others to condemn them with our words, What can we do? So those are the questions to this reflective journal that I just went through for the listeners on tonight, and I pray that you have had a chance to write them down. And again, if you did not get a chance to write them down, again, all of these shows are kept in archives. You can always go back and pull them up and listen to this night's broadcast and write down the questions from this reflective journal. And that's why I say it's personal. It's between you and God. You know the truth, and God knows the truth. So that's why I say that it's important if you read the questions and answer them honestly. And you can always take this journal and put it away, and about 6 months or a year later, go back and visit this journal and see if you have grown in the Lord. And if you have not grown in the Lord, then this journal is letting you know. After honestly answering all the questions, it will let you know if you need to get back into Bible class, if you need to get into Sunday school classes, where you can get in God's Word and grow in God's Word, so that you will be an asset to the kingdom of God, and you will not be a liability. Because believe it or not, saints, we as Christians, sometimes we can be truly born again, we can be saved in Jesus' name. But there are sometimes in our lives, if we're not careful, we can become a liability to the kingdom of God, even in one little area of our life, because people are watching us, those that are not saved in Jesus' name. That's why it's important that we know at all times that we are being an asset to the kingdom of God. We're not being a liability. We do not want to cause anyone to not be able to come to Jesus Christ and be saved because they see our conduct. And they see our nasty attitudes and our nasty dispositions as believers and doers of Jesus Christ's word, and we are saved in Jesus' name. And that's why it's so hard today to get some people to come to church, and we can't invite some people to church because you say that you're saved, and people on your job, they hear how you're cursing on your job, they hear how you're cursing your neighbors out, they hear how you're cursing your husband out, your wife, your children, your grandchildren out. They see how you're doing all types of things, the things of the world that's not like God, and you say that you're saved in Jesus' name, and then you turn around and ask somebody to come to church. That means that you are being a liability to the kingdom of God. So that's why it's important. If you buy this book and this journal, that's why I give you the website, the other website. You can go right to that website. Again, it's www.jamesbrown1558. .wixsite, that's wixsite.com/internet-radio-host. You can go right to that site, and you can click on that site that says books, and it shows you all the books that God has blessed me to write, which includes this journal that we just went through on tonight. It'll show you the book that comes with it, and then the other books that God has blessed me to write. And you can click right on that, and you can go right to the website, you can go right to Amazon, and you can purchase the book right there from that site. So I just thank God for what he's doing in my life. I'm not bragging. I'm just giving God the glory for what he has done in my life, for what he's yet doing, and for what he's about to do. And I thank God for the book that I'm in the process of writing now for teenagers. It's going to be a blessing to the teenagers that God is going to be glorified through this book, and teenagers are going to be helped, and they're going to be blessed through this book that God has blessed me to write. And it will be coming out soon, so you can be looking forward to it. I'm not going to give you the title of it yet. I do have it, but I am in the process of writing it now, and hopefully I will have it ready to be on the market for purchasing, hopefully by February or January of 2020, if not sooner. But if it comes out sooner, I will definitely keep you all updated and informed, and then you will also see it on my new website. But I thank God for what he's doing in my life, and I thank God for you, the listeners. I thank God for what he's doing in your life. So I ask that you will continue to tune in to this ministry, this worldwide platform, and be blessed by God's word. And I hope that someone was helped on tonight. And I pray that you take these questions, have written them down, so you can examine yourself according to God's word and see where you stand according to God's word and will for your life, to make sure that you are an asset to the kingdom of God, and that you're not a liability. So I thank God for this opportunity. Be able to stand in for my brother in Christ, Minister Eric Morpheus. He is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. He will be back with you all again on the second Thursday of next month. He was busy, and so he was not able to be with you all on tonight. He's normally my guest every second Thursday night, so I'm filling in for him. So we're going to keep him in prayer. I pray that something has been seen on tonight, that you have been encouraged, that you have been strengthened, and you have been blessed, and your minds will go to this, all these questions, that you can answer them honestly, and that you will come to know if you are an asset or a liability to the kingdom of God. So that's the message that I have for you on tonight. I pray that you have received it in love, and that you would adhere to these questions and examine yourself according to the word of God, according to these questions. In Jesus' name we pray. We're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Please join me in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight. We know that you're worthy to be praised. We thank you that you're not like man. You cannot fail. You cannot lie. You cannot change. You never slumber nor sleep. We know that your eyes are in every place. We thank you for who you are, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. Now, Lord, we pray and continue to lift up all those that are afflicted. We lift up all those that are dealing with sorrow, that have lost loved ones. Continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are still affected by the Hurricane Dorian over in the Caribbean. They are still pulling out bodies. They still have like 1,500 people missing. So we ask that you will move by your Spirit, Heavenly Father, comfort those people, comfort them and give them what they need, and help them to remember and know that you are still in control and you have all power in your hands. Let them know to continue to lift up their eyes to the hills from which cometh their help. For all of our help comes from you. Heavenly Father, we now ask that you will move by your Spirit, continue to comfort and strengthen the bereaved all over the land. In Jesus' name we pray. Touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted is our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we just want to thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. We thank you for his precious blood. We thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ still works, and it will never lose its power. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that those that are saved in Jesus' name, that we will never be plucked out of your hands, no matter what the enemy tries to do. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we know that it is a spiritual battle, but we know that the fight has already been fixed, and the victory has already been won through your son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's the message on tonight. Again, I pray that you have received this word and through this respective journal with the questions on tonight. I pray that someone has been helped by this and that you don't take it lightly, because, again, we all are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ one day, the day of judgment, when we're all going to give an account to God for what we have done here on earth while we were living, the good and the bad, according to God's word. So we want to make sure that we are access to the kingdom of God. We don't want to be a liability. Until the next time, we want to continue to tune in. This coming Saturday at 8 p.m. will be none other than Deacon Marvin Cox. He always shares with us inspirational poems. He always delivers a powerful word. He is going to be bringing forth God's word on this Saturday night, rather than at 8 p.m. So you want to tune in and be blessed by him through God's word on this coming Saturday night, the 14th of September, 2019. Okay, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you. God loves you too. He loves you even more. Good night.